Hello?
Hi, can you speak to Veronica Glancy, please?
What?
Can you speak to Veronica Glancy, please?
I can ask who's calling.
Yeah, my name's Michael. I'm from MMA Legal.
Hey.
I'm helping Veronica with the address case.
Oh, yes.
Are you okay to have a quick chat with me, Veronica?
I'll have a quick chat, aye.
Okay. Just so you know, Veronica, all our calls are recorded for training.
That's okay.
Purposes. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator.
Right.
My job's not to go over the statements that you've given us. I don't want to drag you back over that. My job is to gain a more clearer picture of how your time and care has affected you as an adult. And then go out and get all of that relevant information, whether that be NHS, police, any sort of rehabilitation centres, anything like that, so we can create a much clearer picture before we do our final submission to the Scottish Redress. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not to do with police or anything like that, because it was never ever reported.
No, I get that. I am going to ask some pretty taxing questions, Veronica. I do apologise beforehand. One question being, have you suffered depression in the past?
Oh, I have got depression.
Okay. Is it just depression or is there any sort of anxiety there as well?
There's depression and anxiety because of the stymie of the stages that I've started looking back at slowly but surely.
Okay. And are you medicated? Do you get a prescription from your GP?
Yeah. I'm on fluoxetine, 60 milligrams.
Okay. I'll get all of that information from your GP, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Probably. Okay. The last real tough question I'm going to ask you, Veronica, is through the depression, have you ever tried to take your own life?
The last two problems, more that before, no, maybe a couple of times.
So you've maybe tried a couple of times? Okay. Sorry for having
lost that,
Veronica.
That's okay.
I'm really sorry.
But once I've done it, I've just made myself sick. Because I wasn't going to be in.
Take your own life. And did that end up in a hospital visit?
I did when I was younger. When I had my daughter and my boy.
Okay. Okay. Can you remember what hospital you were admitted to?
I've been the Southern General, where I get the black stuff put down.
Southern?
I've been about 17, 18.
Southern General. And whereabouts is that, Veronica?
What?
In Glasgow?
In Glasgow, Govan.
Okay. If that's not there anymore, I will write to the local authority, the local NHS Trust.
Yeah.
And can I take your GP's details, please, Veronica?
Wait a minute. My doctor. Dr. Renix, Casmal Care Centre.
Can you spell the doctor's name for me, please?
Renix? Oh, I don't know how to spell his name. I'm being honest. Right, you've got Dr. Shanda, no? Right, you've got Dr. Shand will be easy for you.
Shandle?
Dr. Shand.
Okay, that's easy.
Yes, it's easy for you.
I think the precious details, please.
It's Castmilk Health Centre.
Castmilk?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, can you try and spell that for me?
Wait a minute. C-A-S-T-M-I-L-K. I'm sure that's
okay.
The same.
Castmilk Medical Centre, okay. It's the Glaswegian and the Scouse accent, I think.
Oh.
it makes a change for me. People spell stuff rather than people asking me to spell stuff. So with your permission, Veronica, I'm not going to tell these people why I'm writing, but I am going to write to them and I'm going to get as much information as I possibly can for you. Do you want me to share the information with you when I get it?
Aye. So I was going to put in for my sale. I've been in care.
Okay. Just to, yeah.
Like, do it all, but I don't know how to do that.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write to the local authority of the care settings that you've given me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to request all of the information that they have on you.
Well, that's great.
What that does is that builds a picture of the of your time in care.
Yeah.
And me writing to your doctor and the hospital, that builds a picture of how your time in care has affected you into your adulthood. What I'm going to do is I want to give you the best chance to possibly carry it again. You know,
be like that because I get my daughter took off now.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't go, but I got her back. Thank God.
Yeah. Okay, that's amazing.
So the end of that. She's 38 now.
Oh wow.
And she suffered an all because she ended up in care.
Yeah, of course she did. It's a vicious cycle, isn't it?
The only two that's not ended up in care is the two that's died in it. I've done a great job with him.
How amazing. I'm so happy for you. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to gather all the information I possibly can. I'm going to give you all that information, then me and you are going to go through it all together.
Yeah.
And make sure that we've got absolutely everything before we do our final submission.
Yeah.
What I may ask, Veronica, and it's entirely optional, but between now and I get your information, which could take anywhere between 6 to 8 months.
Aye, I know that.
Have a think. If you want to get somebody close to you to write a statement on how, you know, your child has affected you in as an adult. Now, that doesn't mean that they've seen or witnessed any abuse. But
no, I know they didn't.
They've seen and witnessed you and how it's affected you.
Well, it's going to be hard because my big sister passed away, so it's going to be hard.
Your loss. Yeah, okay. Well, look, like I said, Veronica, it's totally optional.
Yeah.
We don't need it. Does it help? Maybe. But, you know, the amount, obviously the information that I'll get will 100% be.
Yeah.
I just want to try and give you the best chance.
That's right. That's fine. Okay.
So once I get all that information, once me and you have gone through it, once we've submitted everything to Scottish Breeders, what we'll then do is we'll wait for a panel date.
Yeah.
The panel will rule on your case. Hopefully we'll get an offer. Myself, yeah, you, and our lawyer Matt will go over the offer, see if we can, if it's sufficient, if we think we can get you some more, and that's where we'll go from there until you get paid.
Look, Michael, it's up to you because I've not got a clue. Wait, what else?
No, listen, I'm going to explain to you our fees in a minute, and you'll see why it's in our best interest to get you the most amount of money. So we're going to hold your hand and walk you through this every step of the way and try our damnedest to get you the most amount of compensation and, more importantly, recognition for what's happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Veronica, about that?
I can't think of any.
Okay. So that's going forward. I just need to go over a couple of bits just due to the sensitivity nature of you as a client and this claim type. I just need to explain to you about our fees just so you fully understand.
I know if it's no win, no fee. I know that.
Yeah. So that you could have actually applied to Scottish Redress yourself, Veronica.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, well, this is why. This is why they do it. So you could do that yourself. You don't need a law firm.
No, I'd rather you have done it because I've not got a clue.
Okay, perfect. There are other law firms out there who would help you apply, but they get paid directly from the Scottish Government. They won't charge you any fees. They're part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't participate in that scheme. We don't want their money.
Some
law firms get that money whether you lose or draw.
Yeah, I know.
So we've said no to that review. What we're going to do is we're going to put our faith in our clients.
Yeah.
We've entered into a no-win, no-fee agreement with you. our maximum fees are 20% inclusive of VAT, so you'll never be paid. You'll never pay us more than the cap, that 20%. And if we don't get you any money, you will never owe us any money either.
Well, that's great.
Is that okay?
That's fine, right?
Three options were on a
Okay, no, I'd rather I'd rather just took something off it anyhow.
Okay.
Because it's not the money. Money doesn't matter.
No, money's not going to fix what's happening, Veronica, unfortunately. It may go away of maybe, you know, help getting you more help or whatever you need, but it's not going to fix what happened to you. What I'm fighting for is more for the recognition for you.
I know when I seen a psychiatrist, I wasn't prepared to open any boxes, and I was like, no, he's like, I can't do anything for you. I mean, the boxes shut a long time ago.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Are you seeing a psychiatrist at the moment?
No, because they wouldn't pick up on me again after that.
Okay. All right, well, look, I'm going to send you some information out in the next couple of weeks. If you need me for anything, just ring me. My name, like I said, my name's Michael.
Michael. I'll not forget your name because that's my boy's name.
Yeah, fantastic. If you need me for anything, ring me if you're struggling.
Yeah.
Mentally. All our team are trauma trained, so just give me a call. I'll have a chat with you. There's no caller. You're not going to waste my time. I work for you now, Veronica.
No, I don't want to be the same this time.
No, don't. It's not a waste of my time if you ring me. I promise you that.
So pick
up the phone. If you need me, ring me. And if not, I'll give you a call in probably anywhere between 3 and 4 weeks just to let you know how
That's great.
Veronica, lovely speaking to you.
Right, thanks, you, Michael. You have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Right, bye.
Thank you. Bye now.